Great White Father had a big meeting. Said, we got to get us an engine today. Cowboy can't be cowboy without someone to kill. Said, well, I don't know who we going to get. We've been up on the reservation. He ain't coming off. Say, damn him. Get somebody else. Say, who we going to get? And tell that Jew to come in. Come here, Jew boy. Oh, yeah, what you want? You the engine. The what? We the merchants. Damn you, Jew. You the engine, boy. The engine, what's that? You find out. Take that gun and run for the hills. The Jew made a pretty hip little old engine. Matter of fact, he ain't never been nobody. Always had him some smart. Matter of fact, Jew so hip, he damn near found out what was going down before he left. He hurried up back to the Great White Father's mansion, knocked on the door. Great White Father came to the door and looked out and said, yeah, what do you want? I'm me. Say, we just had a meeting in the temple. Say, so what? Say, so what? We decide we ain't going to be your engine no more. So, okay, Jew, if you don't want to be the engine no more, you have to do something for us. What do you want to do? Jew say, I don't know. I'll think about it. Great White Father say, okay, Jew, and while you be thinking about it, we'll be watching you. You know, to this day, the Jew is still thinking about it. And the Great White Father still watching him. And so all the tricks was working. Oh, the Great White Father had a mellow thing going. Everything was together except one thing. That's right. No engine. Matter of fact, he'd gone longer this time than he'd ever gone without an engine. 3 weeks, 4 days. Oh, it got bad. He got to shooting at his wife and stomping at his kids. Great White Father held another big meeting in the mansion. Said, we got to get us an engine today. Say, who we going to get? Say, who's down there? Say, tell that Irishman to come. Say, oh, not that Bigfoot, dumb, clob-hopping freak. Say, better him than my wife. Come here, Irishman. Yeah, what y'all want? You the engine, boy. Say, the what? What's that? Say, you find out, take that gun and run for the hills. The Irishman made a pretty hip little engine because he didn't catch on as quick as the Jew. But when he caught on, he hurried up back to the mansion, knocked on the door. Great White Father said, yeah, what do you want, Irishman? Say, we just come to tell you we're not going to be your engine no more. Say, you dumb freak. Now, who you been talking to, them damn Jews? So, okay, Irishman, if you don't want to be the engine no more, you have to do something for us. What do you want to do? Irishman thought about it for a few minutes. Say, we'll be your police. Say, what? You dumb clop. Who ever heard of Irish cops? Say, wait a minute, don't move. Stand right there. The Great White Father rushed into the mansion to explain this funny joke to Super White Father that this dumb, stupid Irishman talked about being the police. And he rushed up to Super White Father and said, come here, Rocky. Super White Father said, yes, what do you want, white boy? He said, can you believe that dumb, stupid Irishman talk about if we don't make him be the Indian, he'll be the police, as dumb as he is? Super White Father said, well, that's the cleverest thing I've heard since we landed at the Plymouth. He said, oh, come on, you know that Irishman too dumb to be the police? He said, damn you, white boy, shut up and sit on the floor. Sometime I don't know how you gotten here with us. I said, that's the cleverest thing I heard, the Irishman, the police. He said, but he too dumb. Shut up, boy. That's who you want to be, the police, fool. Somebody that's so dumb they don't know right from wrong. And anything we do wrong, we'll tell them it's right. And anybody try to interfere with us, we'll tell them they're wrong. Say, ooh, you sure is smart. That's why you super white folks. And so it came to pass, the Irishman became the police. Everything was really together. Everything was mellow, that is, except one thing. That's right, no engine. Again, Great White Father held a big meeting, said we got to get us an engine. Cowboy can't be cowboy without an engine. Say, who we going to get? Say, look down the valley, who's left? Say, tell that Italian to come here. Come here, you wop. Yeah, what for you want with me? Say, you the engine, wop. Say, the engine, what's that? Say, you find out. Let that monkey go. Get rid of that organ grinder. Take that gun, run for the hills. Well, the Italian made a pretty hip little engine till he got hip to what was going down. And he too hurried back to the great white father's mansion, knocked on the door. Great white father went to the door and said, "Yeah, what do you want, Italian?" He said, "We just come to tell you we're not going to be your engine no more." That's a hell of a thing. You know, if you really want to know what the cowboy is all about, you should read the story of Psycho and Vanzetti. Matter of fact, if I had my way, I would make it mandatory by law that every American that reached the tender age of 12 years old by law would be forced to read the story of Psycho and Vanzetti. Then it would be no doubt in your mind what the cowboy was all about. Well, as I said, the Italian got hip to what was going down. He came to the mansion, knocked on the door. Great white father looked out and said, "Yeah, what do you want, Italian?" "We just come to tell you we're not going to be the engine no more." I said, "Okay, Italian, if you don't want to be the engine no more, you have to do something for us. What do you want to do?" I said, "We'll do anything except be the engine." "Say anything? Say anything you want us to do." I said, "Okay, Italian, how about pushing a little dope for us?" Say, "Oh, no, you just want to get me put in jail." Say, "How in the hell can we get you put in jail when we own the Irish police? They can't arrest nobody unless we tell them to. And if we tell them to put you in jail, you don't have to do no wrong." I said, "No, I'm not going to do it." Say, "Why?" Say, "If the police don't arrest us, what about the American people? Just can't go around pushing dope to people's kids. The police don't bother you. The American people will attack us." Say, "You don't have to worry about that." Say, "Why?" Say, "Because we'll have the American people so dumb and stupid they'll never know what's going down." Say, "What? How you gonna have all Americans dumb and stupid?" Say, "We got a master plan." Say, "What do you call it?" Say, "It's called education." Say, "How does it work?" Say, "It's simple. Instead of educating them, you indoctrinate them, and they'll never know there's a difference between an education and an indoctrination." And say, "Okay, we'll do it." And it came to pass. The Italians became the symbol for all crime in America. The Italians became the symbol for all hoodlumism in America. The Italians became the symbol for all murder in America. And while all of us sick, slimy, degenerate Americans was blaming all the gangsterism and murder and hoodlumism on the Italians, the real gangsters and the real murderers and the real criminals, the great white father, oh, he was permitted to walk among us and be recognized as statesmen. And oh, they give huge grants to all the colleges and universities, and they try to decide who's going to be on the board of directors.